This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city. She uttereth her words. Every time I read this passage, I am reminded of John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Here is Jesus opening his arms, opening his heart to anyone who will, to come and receive blessings and forgiveness, a new life. As we continue to look in this book, it will become more and more evident that the wisdom of Proverbs is the Christ of the New Testament. A hint of that is given in this verse. The word wisdom is plural, and Paul speaks of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In Jesus Christ, the floodgates of God's wisdom are opened wide, and this wisdom is made available to mankind through the Word of God. Men are urged to know the truth of God through Jesus Christ, who is the truth. The prophet Isaiah spoke of this. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently to me, and eat ye of that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." The call of God goes out to all men everywhere. It goes out with an urgency and compassion that is beyond a mere invitation. He cries in the streets. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem in triumph, with the shouts of Hosanna ringing in the street, he wept. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. That the wisdom of God is none other than the person of Christ is seen in another statement by our Lord. "Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them shall they slay and persecute." In a parallel passage, he simply says, "Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city." Notice, he applied the title, the wisdom of God, to himself. Therefore, it was imperative that the ministry of Jesus be widespread, at the seaside, in the streets, to the multitude on the mountainside, in the temple, everywhere he could cast the net of the gospel, that men and women might be enclosed in the kingdom of God. He had the broadest of ministries. John records a remarkable statement. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said." When he gave his disciples their orders as to how to carry out the ministry, one of his points of emphasis was to take what he taught them and instruct them that it should be proclaimed from the housetops. God reminded his people in the Old Testament, "I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place." Truth is not ashamed of itself. Goodness has nothing to hide. The wisdom of God goes forth in loud, clear, ringing tones. The public ministry of Jesus Christ was not carried on undercover. And when he died, it was on Calvary's hill, in full view of the crowds in the marketplace. His cross was not standing in a remote part of the wilderness, but in the capital city, the center of the nation. May God give us grace to follow this striking example. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.